We go now to the BC Bonding Celebrity Hotline and bring in the head coach of the Arkansas Little Rock Trojans, Coach Chris Beard. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Coach, now, you're going to get your peers a little bit angry at you the way you're going. 22-3 out of the gate kind of makes this Division I head coaching stuff look pretty easy.
Well, I don't know if it's easy, but it sure is easier when you have good players, and that's the case with our team. We got a lot of guys that have come together, and we're trying to do something special.
Talk a little bit about what goes into coming in year one and getting everyone to buy in immediately and having this kind of success out of the gate.
Well, I think from a coaching standpoint, you know, it's just a mentality. You know, there's different ways to build programs. A lot of guys kind of look at the first year as a mulligan type deal where you come in and you kind of start trying to establish a culture and you bring in your guys in over time, which I've respected that way to build programs, but I've never agreed with that personally. You know, I'm not a guy that has a 2 or 3 or 4 year plan. I'm always kind of just had a 1 day plan. Get up each day, do the best we can, surround yourself with good people, good coaches, good players. And, the objective is just to have good days, and things like wins are the product of that. That was the case with this team. You know, another thing that's always, kind of special and unique to me when you have a coaching change is, you know, when you inherit seniors, and we inherited, 2 seniors on this year's team and recruited 1. And I've always thought that those guys deserve a chance to compete for a championship their senior year. I've never really bought into the deal where you build it over time and the first year doesn't count. So, the players deserve all the credit for what's going on here in Little Rock so far. We've got some really talented guys that have been very unselfish this year and are really playing for each other.
Is that the key, is to get the returning upperclassmen to buy in when you're coming in year one?
It's one of the keys, that's for sure. You know, the returning players are always going to kind of be the backbone of your program because those are the guys with some experience, you know, on campus and in the league, in the conference. And it's just a very important for those guys to buy in. That process started back in the spring for us. We spent a lot of players with time with our players individually and worked really hard on trying to build relationships with those guys. You know, the key thing in coaching is trust. You know, players have to trust coaches and coaches have to trust players. And one of the biggest factors in trust is time. And so when you take over a new job, one of the things you're really fighting is you don't have as much time as everybody else has. But you can still get things done. You just got to be really quality with the time you do have. And that was really our objective this spring and summer, spend a lot of time with our players on and off the court. And with each day that we did that, we kind of had a feeling that we had a chance to be competitive this first year.
Certainly coaches always would love to have more time, but given that the NCAA over time has allowed a little more time in the summer and in the off season, does that make it a little easier now coming in, taking over, than it used to be? Or is it still a situation where there's just not enough hours in the day?
Yeah, I think with the NCAA rules, it's obviously not an advantage for anybody because the rules are the same, but I think all coaches would agree that the more time that we have with our players, the better, not only for each team, but better for the sport. And that was certainly the case with us. You know, we were able to spend some time with our players on the court this spring. We had about 3 weeks of an off-season program. And then coming back in the summer, another big ingredient for our success so far this year was that our guys all came to summer school this summer. And that was a commitment from our university, you know, financially supporting that, as well as each player making the decision that that's what they wanted to do with their summer. We didn't require it, but these guys got together. You know, again, our senior leadership kind of encouraged that. And our guys were all together this summer in Little Rock, and we were able to get on the court with them a few hours each week, and that certainly helped our process.
How much did it help get everyone on the same page and show that you may have something really going to go in early in the season and win at a place like Viejas Arena in San Diego?
Yeah, it was good. You know, another big factor about when you build a program, you got to have some validation. You know, and you got to win some games early. I've heard people call them signature wins. I really don't know what that means, but I do know that you have to have some early success because it validates your process. You know, like we asked our guys to play the game different than they ever played because we run motion offense, which none of our players had in the past. We asked our players to take a real emphasis on the defensive end, which some of them had in the past but others hadn't. We just talked to them about the day-to-day process, how we feel about, you know, being unselfish and being in the weight room several times a week and how we address the training room, just our process on what we think it takes to be successful. And our guys bought in, but until you have some victories, until you have some success, it's not validated. So with us, you know, going on the road, our first road game and being able able to beat a San Diego State team that's very good, always doesn't lose at home very often. That was a big early season moment for us, not just with the win, but also just with the validation that what we've been working on works.
Well, certainly, I hear you mention motion offense and an emphasis on defense, and that certainly, I think, goes to the time you spent in Lubbock with Coach Knight to an extent. Talk a little bit about what it's like to work for Coach Knight.
Well, it was a great opportunity. You know, I'm very proud to be associated with Coach Knight. He's known for a lot of things in our sport. I think the thing that he probably doesn't get enough credit for is twofold. You know, one, he won multiple national championships, conference championships. You know, won as many games as anybody in basketball when he retired and did it all without any NCAA violations. You know, I think there's a lot of guys in our sport that win, no doubt, but they've always been kind of, you know, shadowed by some NCAA stuff here and there. But with Coach, there was nothing, never anything, not even a gray area. So I took a lot of pride in not only how we competed and won and made four NCAA tournaments during my time at Texas Tech with Coach Knight, but also we did it within the rules. And that's certainly something that we do here at Little Rock or we strive for. You know, and secondly, the graduation rate. You know, ultimately, I've always thought the job of a coach is to help your guys become men. Obviously, we're in the business of winning, and you have to win. All coaches understand that. But equally important is what your guys do after they come and go through your program. And with Coach Knight, you know, his graduation rate was the best in the history of college basketball, and we've really tried to echo that with our teams over the years. Our first Little Rock team here has three seniors, and all three seniors are on track to graduate in May. And we're probably as proud of that as we are any wins we have on the court. It's how our guys do off the court.
Was one of the things that made the Little Rock job attractive to you that your career has been mostly based in Texas, so you're in a region that you're comfortable with, know, and you've got some recruiting contacts?
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely a plus because we felt like we could recruit the parts of the country where we've had the most success with this job. But on the other hand, you know, I feel like you can be successful wherever if you understand relationships. You know, good coaches win anywhere they go, and the reason is they understand relationships. They understand it's a player's game. The players win the games, and you got to get players. So, but certainly with the Little Rock job, you know, being close to Texas, being in the middle of some of the best junior college basketball in the country, and then probably most importantly, just being a hotbed of basketball itself. You know, those of us in college basketball understand the talent that's been in Arkansas for a long time. Some of the best AAU grassroots basketball is right here in the state in Arkansas. It has been for a long time, with the Wings and the Hawks and a lot of other really good programs. And then great high school coaching. I've been very, very impressed. I'm kind of a basketball junkie. I don't have many hobbies or nothing like that. So even on a night off, I just enjoy going to watch a game, even if we're not recruiting anybody from that game. And I've just been very, very impressed with the high school coaching in this state. It's some of the best that I've seen in my career. And so that makes this job that much better, just knowing that you can keep in-state players here and have a chance to be successful.
How much of a benefit was it that this isn't your first head coaching experience, that you've had head coaching experience at the junior college level and levels below Division One? Does it help that you've actually been in that first seat and called timeouts before and been the decision maker before?
Well, I think so, but of course, when I was going for my head coaching job, I didn't think so. So, you know, there's different ways to look at it. You know, Coach Krzyzewski and Coach Knight and Coach Calipari, all these guys got their first job at some point too. But I think maybe more important than head coaching experience is just experience in general. And I know that I'm very proud of my past in basketball. I've worked for some really good guys, Coach Knight included. And I've learned a lot from some really good players and assistant coaches over the years. So, but I do think that I was prepared for this job. I've worked my whole life for it and very, very fortunate to get a head Division I job like Arkansas Little Rock. This is a job that a lot of coaches around the country would have an interest in. It's a great academic institution. It's in a beautiful city, the capital city of our state. We've got a great basketball facility on campus, one of the nicest in college basketball. And then we just have a lot of really good people in Arkansas. We're basically batting about 100% with our recruiting when we get a kid to come on campus. We've had almost every player we brought in on a visit has decided to come here. And I attribute that mostly to the people. Just when you come to Little Rock, Arkansas, there's just so many nice people that go out of their way to make you feel welcome. And that's certainly been the case with our basketball team.
Does it help at all? I mean, certainly old hands like myself can remember the days when Coach Newell was there. upsetting Notre Dame in the NCAA tournament, winning the NIT at Little Rock. Is it good? Is it a benefit to be able to point back to moments like that, or is that far enough in the past that the kids today, you're just speaking to them at that point?
No, that definitely helps. That's I appreciate you bringing up that team. Like, one of the many things I learned from Coach Knight when we used to talk about jobs over the years was, you know, he said, Chris, ask yourself, has it been done there before? You know, a lot of coaches think they're miracle workers, which I don't. You know, I just think that I'm a normal guy that goes to work every day. And, you know, championships are won not only by coaches and players, but by administrations and by schools. You have to have a commitment. You have to have a fan base. And so really tradition, if you think about the best jobs in college basketball, it's tradition based. And the schools that have built programs like we are striving to, the Gonzagas, the Wichita State, these are schools that had tradition in the past, tradition, and then have rebuilt it and even improved it. And that's our deal here. You know, there's been a lot of really good basketball played here at Little Rock and a lot of really good players. Derek Fisher was one of the all-time greats that played here and gets a lot of attention and really helps our program. He bought and paid for our practice facility here at Fisher Court. And then we've had some championship teams in the past. You mentioned the 86 team coached by Coach Newell that made an NCAA tournament run and beat Notre Dame. We actually retired those guys, honored them in the Hall of Fame. That whole team has been inducted in our Hall of Fame. We did it two Saturdays ago. And watching all those guys come back in town and having a chance to meet our players, it just it solidified what I'd already known, that there was a great history of basketball here. And that's one of the reasons why we've been able to be successful so far, is that we have a lot of help. And certainly one of the big groups that's helping us is our past players.
Coach, and one thing that strikes me about this year's team, as you look kind of inside the numbers a little bit at your team, is it's an incredibly balanced team scoring. Does that kind of go to how quickly they were able to meld guys coming in with the players that were already on hand?
I think so. And again, just the key word, just the unselfishness of our players, you know. We have 17 players in this year's roster. 14 are eligible to play. 7 of those 14 were returning players, and 7 of them were new players. So it's a real melting pot. We've got Division I transfers. We have high school players. We have junior college transfers. And all these guys have been unselfish. There's not one player on our team that is playing as many minutes or has the biggest role that they had in their previous teams. Everybody's been very unselfish and kind of check their egos at the door to try to do something special in year one. We always strive for balance with our teams. You know, we've never wanted to have the leading score in the league or anything like that. We've always wanted to have a basketball team that has 4 or 5 guys in double figures. But this year's team is even an extreme to that. We literally have 11 or 12 players that we trust to play in a basketball game. And that's a real credit to them, how competitive they've been in practice every day. It's a real challenge as a coach, you know, trying to find the rotations, trying to find the balance of minutes. But our guys have been really patient and unselfish, and they've been a lot of fun to coach.
Coach, certainly appreciate you taking some time out of a busy schedule to speak with us today. Last question. I'd be remiss calling you from the Knoxville market if I didn't ask about certainly someone that's spent as much time in the state of Texas as you have. What was your interaction like? What has it been like with Coach Barnes and some of the other members of the staff?
Well, Coach Barnes is one of my best friends in basketball. He's a real mentor. I went to the University of Texas before Coach Barnes was there, but certainly being able to compete with those guys in the Big 12 all those years, I consider him not only a coaching mentor but a friend. And then probably my best friend in the world is Chris Ogden, that's on Coach Barnes' staff. We basically kind of grew up in basketball together. I recruited Chris years ago when I was a young coach, and he was the player of the year in the state of Texas. Didn't get him where I was recruiting from, but we've developed a friendship since those days. And I can just say this, it's just going to be real fun and special watching the kind of program they build at Tennessee very quickly. I mean, everybody in basketball understands what those guys are all about. And it'll just be in the near future where those guys are competing for SEC championships.
Well, Coach, certainly appreciate you taking some time today. And as far as competing, you're right there at the top of the Sun Belt, so Hopefully we'll have you on the week of the NCAA tournament. You'll be getting ready to go play in it.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate your attention to our program. I know you got a lot of other stories out there. You to pick us, it means a lot.
Certainly appreciate it. That is Coach Chris Beard on the BC Bonding Celebrity Hotline. If you have any bonding needs in the 8th Judicial District, give those good folks a call at 423-563-0065. That is 423-563-0065. Back after this.